Hello and welcome to another edition of Time Out for Something Spiritual. I'm Tony Clarkson and I'm here as usual with my good friend Michael G. Raja.
Hi.
And today our title, Michael, is Rest in Peace. I don't think so. Which is ominous. I dread to think what you're going to say. Two opposites. Well, it's the rest in peace is okay. It's the I don't think so I'm worried about.
Oh, dear. Well, I'm going to begin by taking every listener back to their childhood. And I've got to ask you, dear listener, did you ever say, Mum, I'm bored. Mum, I'm bored. Now, of course you did. I did. And your mum would say, there's lots to do. Read a book, watch the television, go out with your friends. Don't want to. I'm bored. It's our nature to do things, isn't it? We separate, don't we, work and leisure time. But we still do things in our leisure time. But we designate one as being work, and the other, where we're still doing something, is a change in our minds to something that is leisure and enjoyable. Now, let's have a look on gravestones across the country and across the world. On how many gravestones does it say, rest in peace, R.I.P.? As though the person has completed their earthly life and they are, what, sitting in a deck chair somewhere, watching the sea and the waves coming in and out, or they're sat on a cloud, as a popular image would have it, with a harp in their hands and they're strumming away and that's all they do with their time. Can you imagine if we did move from this world to the next world and all we did was rest, how quickly we would become bored out of our tiny minds and beings? And that's because we are creative beings. We are angelic beings. And we are facets of the divine sent out from the divine as individualized facets of the divine to explore our environment, to gain experience, to learn and to become more divine in how we operate and how we approach our existence. And so when we move from this world to the spiritual realms, we find that we have relinquished the physical body that has probably become more and more tired as we've grown older physically, and that we have limitless, boundless energy. We feel young again, we can do whatever we want. What are we going to do? We're not going to rest in peace, are we? Unfortunately, there are limitless opportunities ahead for us so that we can accomplish whatever we want to accomplish, personally and as part of groups, as part of communes. United in purpose in order to accomplish certain projects. And so resting in peace is the furthest thing from our minds. What we tend to do when we move across is to say, what can I do? Somebody tell me what I can do. I want to do all sorts of things. And a guiding influence might turn up and say, well, what would you have liked to have done whilst you were on Earth? And you might say, well, if I'd had the time, I might have been able to play a musical instrument. Or I might have been able to examine how to paint wonderful pictures, paintings. I might have wanted to sing or to make things. But I never got the opportunity. Or I didn't think that I could do that. Well, in the spiritual realms, of course, there are no barriers. There's nothing that says, I can't do that. And we have the energy to say, yes, I can do that, if I want to. I can learn to sing in the opera. I can learn to paint wonderful pictures like the masters did. There's so much ahead of me and I'm so excited about it. But I have to say, dear listener, that that's just the tip of the iceberg. Because in exploring what we can do individually, we then begin to explore what we can do collectively. And I have to take you to an occasion in which the Persian gentleman, one of the principal guiding influences that we have from Joseph Soul Group, once took me in ethereal form, whilst I was still sitting in physical form with my spiritual teacher, took me to an observatory that was above a planet. Now, it wasn't an observatory in physical form, as we would understand it here, but my mind made sense of it by showing it to me as an observatory around myself. And I was looking down on this planet, and the Persian gentleman said, imagine that you will come to a point where you will be responsible for some extent, to some extent, for the creation of that planet and for the direction that the souls visiting that planet will take. Now, that is a far cry from resting in peace, isn't it? And it shows just how far, and beyond that even, our creative abilities will take us, working together as the angels that we really are.
Let me get this straight, Michael. Are you saying that as we evolve, as we gain a higher and higher vibration, understanding, that creative ability, which is in all of us, gets bigger and bigger and bigger to the point where we can be actually creating, as an angelic being, can create things like the earth?
Yes, yes. In that we start off in small ways by saying, you know, I'd like to play an instrument. And then at some stage in our infinite existence, we are responsible for the creation of planets. And beyond that, responsible for the creation, ultimately, of universes. Because planets and universes are a physical consolidation of an angelic wish. And the planets exist so that the souls visiting them can go through a set of experiences that have been predetermined by a group of the angelic host wishing to present those experiences to the whole of creation, to enhance the experience and evolution of the whole of creation. Now, there's a project. That's a big difference from resting in peace, isn't it?
I think it was described in one of the Joseph books that your learning, your experience, no matter what level that is, you take back to the whole, to God, of which you are a part. And then everything raises by your contribution to that bigger you. And allows everything to keep evolving and keep moving upwards and upwards. No top limit.
Yes. I mean, there is an unusual thing to consider, that God is evolving, divinity is evolving as we evolve.
Yeah, yeah.
And God wishes, divinity wishes to evolve and seeks to evolve through the unique experiences that each of us have as a part sent forth from God in order to experience. And so we are a unique and vital facet of the universe, of creation, and of divinity.
And facet meaning a part of that.
Yes, a part of, yes.
That we're joined together.
Yes.
As part of that.
We are, you could describe us as angelic children, or divine children, sent forth from our divine parent in order to grow and become like more like the divinity that sends us out.
In the metaphor, it's such big concepts.
Yes, indeed.
It's sometimes hard for the mind to take it in. But somebody once told me a metaphor, if you like, that the body has something like 50 trillion cells, some ridiculous number. It's a number you can't even think about, 50 trillion. Mm. And each cell has intelligence. And each cell has that intelligence to be able to receive a signal from the mind saying, waggle finger. And the finger then waggles. So that cell has the ability to take in an instruction and carry out that instruction. And I think that's a really good analogy, because if that's the microcosm, then the macrocosm is that we are like those cells. Mm. We are part of something much bigger, an equally important part as all the other parts.
Yes.
But we are part of that something bigger.
Yes, and forever joined to the rest of the cells as well. We are individual and we are communal. We have a unique perspective and we have a divine perspective at the same time. And we cannot be divorced from what we are. We cannot lose ourselves because we are part of the divine. We're not going to end, we're going to evolve and become more.
It is amazing to think, isn't it, that we have a unique character and yet we have a collective character.
Yes.
We're part of it.
Yes.
And a lot of people say that analogy I gave in the body is that if you are well, all those parts of you are working in unison with the whole. to produce that wellness.
Yes.
And it's the same with this. If we as individuals are working in alignment with divinity, then divinity can only evolve and grow bigger.
Yes. And that alignment is harmony, isn't it? If we seek harmony with others, with our planet, within society, true harmony and not society as it's presented to us today, then we evolve. And we would evolve not just on the spiritual side of life, but we evolve here as well.
Exactly.
So we should be seeking harmony in all things, with ourselves, with those around us, with our planet, and with divinity. And we've come a long way, Tony, haven't we, from Rest in Peace?
I think on the note of harmony, we should close this podcast now, Michael.
Yes, indeed.
And thank you so much for sharing this with us today.
Pleasure.
And I hope all the listeners have enjoyed that too. So it's God bless from me, Tony Clarkson, and from Michael G. Rachap.
God bless and take care.